power of law and sex. A powerful political figure asked several of his female staffers a favor. Either of you gals have my baby, don't worry, I'm willing to pay y'all. In an era in which sexual harassment, assault, and attacks on women seem commonplace, this case sounds like something out of a bad sci-fi movie. Is this real life? One wonders. It reminded me of the feminist futuristic classic The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, where men of money and means create a conservative theocracy where women of lower social standing are ordered and taught to serve the wealthy classes, even to the point of bearing them children whom they then have no claim whatsoever. That, in fact, was a true and hidden condition of America at its founding, when African women were raped at will only to give birth to children who could be sold for profit at whim. The politician who propositioned his staff members, Representative Trent Franks, Republican, 8th District, Arizona, was a prominent conservative known for family values. Well, this guy offered his staffers $5 million to sell their wombs. Some values, huh? Oh, he didn't want to use in vitro fertilization. He wanted to do it the old-fashioned way, you know, sex. Even though he's retired, doesn't it give you insight into how lawmakers think about regular people? I think so. The bodies of women are under capitalism's logic. Just another commodity, something to be bought and sold. That logic brought us the horrors and carnage of slavery, where black women were bred and sold like cattle. Over a century later, and the price has risen. Well, I guess that's progress, right? From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.